This is the Walking Leader Podcast, episode number 162. I am your host, David Guerra, United States Army Infantry veteran and author, and I welcome you back to this driving experience known as episode 162 of the Walking Leader Podcast. And now, without any delay, let's get this started.
That's right. It's either you lead by example or you don't lead at all. Folks, this is a big one. This is the one that divides the bad managers from the very good leaders. The managers from the leaders. Managers, again. And again, there's way too many people out there that truly believe that a manager is also a leader. It's synonymous. It's interchangeable. No. A manager can be a leader, but a leader does not have to be a manager. Remember that. And you'll get it if you read my stuff, if you've listened to me, watch my videos, listen to my podcast, see my posts on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, everywhere. You understand that where I come from in the world that I truly believe leaders are and where they can be found anywhere in the organization. They're not found because they have a title in front of them. Far from it. Sometimes the best, biggest, largest, most followed leader is probably the very first person they see, and it's probably the reception station, the receptionist, the person up front, the face of the company, the first face that anybody sees any day, and on any given day. It's not the CEO. No, they scurry all the way up to the top, and they don't want to be bothered. Nope. And again, so what does that say? So with that being said, it's all about either you lead by example or you do not lead at all. You do not lead at all. And folks, it's that simple. People see what you do, not what you say. You can sit here. I can sit here day in, day out and say, you need to do this, you need to do that, and this. But if I'm not doing it myself, what's the point? And the same thing applies to you. It applies to your manager, your department, your section leader, your department manager. See what they say and see what they do and see if it contradicts itself. If they contradict themselves. If they're just an enigma of themselves, folks, because again, do you want to follow somebody who just says, do as I say, not as I do? Something shady is going on. Something underhanded is going on. Something's up. Something's not right. Something is, maybe it's just time to bail. And it might just be time to say, hey, you know what? This is not leadership material. This is not a leader. This is not even a bad manager. And I mean, there's good managers, there's bad managers, and then there's worse. And when they start throwing the do as I say, not as I do card around, they start playing that card. Well, guess what? It's time. It's time to call them out on their shenanigans. And if they don't like it, if they feel threatened by it, it's because they were up to something to begin with. And it's just that simple. So they need to, and you need to, as a leader, as an up-and-coming leader, as an established leader, as someone who does have a following, you must walk your talk. Sure, people talk the talk and walk the walk. But when do they walk their talk? That's the question. When do they put their money where their mouth is? When are they going to do it? When do they do it? Do they do it all the time or just do it when their boss is around? See, again, do as I say, not as I do. Or only be a good boss or be a good leader when you're being watched, when you're being audited, when you're being monitored, when you're being inspected, when you're being reviewed, recognized. No, it's got to be 365, 24/7. All the time, every day, every hour, every minute of every hour of every day. It has to be that way. You can't stop. You can't turn it off and on. You have to be a leader. You have to stand by your word. Whatever you say, you have to do. And it's that is. And sometimes you're going to learn, and you'll learn the hard way. That sometimes what you say, you really, truly don't want to do. But guess what? You have to do it because that's what you said you were going to do. And as a leader, they're looking to that. They're looking to see how strong you are, how true to your word you are, how committed and dedicated you are, not just to yourself, but to them, that you're actually going to do what you say. And they're watching, and they're watching. And the one time you slip up, that's the one time that they're going to lose trust and faith in you. And when they lose trust and faith in you as a leader, guess what? You're almost never going to get it back. And if you get it back, you're going to get 99.9% of it back. You're not going to get 100%. That's just the way it is. You're never going to get 100% back. The moment you lose their trust and faith, it's never going to come back. I know this. Because not a day goes by that there's always that hint of doubt. And it happens everywhere, in every organization, in every situation, in every relationship. At the moment that the trust and the faith is lost, from that moment on, it's all suspect. But that's why you have to continue to work harder and strive harder and be more transparent, because that's how it comes back. It'll never be 100%. It'll never be the way it was, but you'll get close so long as you lead by example, so long as you keep walking your talk, or you talk your walk, you walk your talk, whatever, you just keep doing it. Oh, and speaking of not doing it, there's no excuses. That's the other thing. Leave those. That's whining. Whining is just excuses. And excuses, that's just cowardice. That's not a leader. That's definitely not a leader. So no more whining. Let's cut that out. I'm going to work on that too. Also, for those of you that are perfectionists, you're not kidding anybody. There's no such thing as perfectionist. Oh, I can't be the leader until I get this perfect. Guess what? It'll never be perfect. They accept you for who you are. So don't worry about being a perfectionist. That's bullshit. That's nonsense. That's shenanigans. That's a cop out. That's an excuse. Don't cop out. Because there never will be perfection. There'll never be perfection in my eyes. You say, oh, it's perfect. I don't see it perfect. Then if I ever say something is perfect and you see it, it'll be like, where does he see the perfection in this? There's never going to be perfection in a human's eyes. It'll never be perfect. So understand that you're never going to achieve perfection. Throw that off to the side. Put that mind, change that mindset, because you definitely need to do that. And then dive in headfirst and getting things done, walking your talk, leading by example. And then once you get things done, you're off and running and you're ready to do the next thing, and you're ready to do the thing after that, and so on and so on. But never forget that they're always watching you, just like you are always watching your leaders, your managers, your directors, your the ones that are appointed above you, or the ones that just happen to be there a little bit longer than you. You're watching them to see if they walk their talk. And folks, it's got to get done. It's got to get done. There's no two ways around it. Everybody. And imagine if everybody in the organization walked their talk, if everybody led by example, if everyone did what they said they were going to do, you imagine how great that organization would be. But guess what? It's not like that. That's the real life. But you know what else is real life? You taking that first step, you taking the initiative, you deciding, hey, I'm going to do this today. And I'm going to do just this little bit. But hey, what did I say about taking that first step or taking the extra step? You don't have to ask for permission, because I guarantee you, if you ask for permission, one of two things is going to happen. You're never going to get an answer, or you're going to get an answer you don't like, which means they want it done their way. Now, just take that extra step. They'll tell you if you're doing it right or wrong, but take that extra step. Go one step beyond. Go one step further. Do what you have to do to lead by example. Otherwise, don't even bother. Don't even bother, because again, it's not going to work. They're going to see right through you.
You have been listening to episode 162 of the Walking Leader Podcast. I do invite you to follow me on Twitter at Dave Guerra, all one word, DaveGuerra. On Instagram, Dave_Guerra. Also, I invite you to visit, follow, like, subscribe my Facebook page, facebook.com/TheDavidGuerra, T-H-E, David Guerra, all one word. And as always, you can reach me by email. Let me know what you think of this episode and all the episodes in the Walking Leader series. Questions, comments, concerns, ideas, anything. Dave@DaveGuerra.com. That's Dave@DaveGuerra.com. Again, I thank you for listening to episode 162. Join me next time for episode 163. We continue our focus on lessons on leadership. And until then, remember to always go beyond the grind. Go beyond the hustle. Really, truly, go beyond. You can do it. Because that's the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is truly great to follow.